It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Hello, hello, welcome, welcome, one and all. It is December the 29th, 2022, and it is 1900 UTC, just like I said in the recording. It is, well, just the next to last show for the year of 2022. We've been doing the show for a while. Yesterday was the 600th live episode, which was pretty exciting. So today's 601. Shout out to everybody in Calm, Ratsu, and Stug. Cinesphere had a great show recently. Jeff, Ratsu, and Quentin, and X1. I think I got everybody. But hello, hello, welcome, welcome. Shout out to Tobe. So we've got a lot of, well, we don't have a lot of news, but we've got news today. Existential question. Are we Anons or are we Nons? A non-radio is not a normal radio station or not a radio station. So that's kind of always a question. Who are we? What are we doing here? That can be troubling. We just want to take a deep breath. Let it out. Okay. And we'll just kind of go with the news. We're going to go with the flow. what a lot of fun. There's a lot of silliness going on in Calm, which is always fun. So let's see. I was trying to find a good song to play later because this
get
guy,
the news over with. I want to hear the music.
He always wants to hear the music, so I was trying to find something that wasn't too bad that I actually had a copy of. I canceled my Apple Music subscription. The free trial was running out. So, anyway. Oh, hey, here we go. That's a metal song. We'll play some heavy metal, or new metal, I guess, in a little bit. If you're listening and you're like, I don't want to hear all this hubbub, just give me some news. You can go to tx0.org/1hv. That's tangoxray0.org/1hotelvictor. That's tx0.org/1hv. And if you go there, boom, you will get the shortcut to the news, if you're so inclined. All right, so let's get started. We'll start the way we pretty much always start, and that, my friends, is with
world news.
That's right, the world news. A lot going on, a lot of death and destruction. In Cambodia, a casino fire, at least 19 dead in a blaze on the Thai border. Which is kind of scary. One of my friends is at a yoga retreat in Thailand. At least 19 people have been killed in a fire that swept through a Cambodian hotel casino on the border with Thailand, local authorities say. Hundreds of people were in the Grand Diamond City building in the border town of Poy Phet when the fire broke out after 23:30 or 16:30 GMT on Wednesday. Videos circulating online on social media showed people jumping or falling from the upper floors. The hotel casino employs 400 workers and had many Thai nationals as guests. It looks like it's at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 6 or 7 stories, at least what I can see in this still of a video. Many of the victims are thought to have been trapped on upper floors, and a Thai volunteer organization, Rum Khen Tan Yeu Foundation, said it was unlikely that they could have survived. I witnessed people running out of the building to escape the smoke, one volunteer from the foundation said. Then we saw some people jumping down. There are 19 dead so far, as we see bodies and bones, said Sek Sokum, director of Cambodia's Ban Tae Minche Provincial Information Department. He warned the death toll could be higher. Rescue teams had struggled to reach people inside the building because of the dense smoke and are continuing to search for those who are missing. Poy Phet is a key crossing point between the two countries. It's also popular for its casinos, which many Thai nationals visit because gambling is mostly illegal in Thailand. Live. Wait, what's going on? X1 believes that I'm recorded. I should be on the air here. Let's check in with Calm. Hey, Calm, am I live? It says I'm live. It says I'm on the air. Okay. This story is from 5 hours ago. So, all right, fantastic. Thanks, Doug. But yeah. All right, everybody in comm chiming in. Still image. All right, so I was able to throw a still image into comm at sdf.org/l/hf. That's Hotel Foxtrot. And if you go there, boom, you will land at the still image showing the burned down building or burned out building there. All right, well, who else is dead? Well, besides those poor folks, in India, pharma companies are under scrutiny again after 18 Uzbek children are dead. India has launched an investigation into the death of 18 children in Uzbekistan after they consumed an Indian-manufactured cough syrup, as one of the world's biggest drug exporters faces increasing scrutiny over the quality of its medicines. You may remember recently we had a story about other children dying from drugs from India. In a statement on Thursday, India's health ministry said the Central Drug Standard Control Organization, or CDSCO, the country's drug regulatory authority, was communicating with its counterpart in Uzbekistan over the incident. The health ministry of Uzbekistan had said in a statement on Wednesday that the children had died after consuming a medicinal syrup, Doc-1 Max, manufactured by Indian drug maker Marian Biotech Private Limited. It said preliminary tests had shown the cough syrup contained ethylene glycol, a toxic substance that's been linked to child's deaths previously, too. Immediately on receipt of the information, joint inspection of the Noida facility of the manufacturer, Marian Biotech, was carried out by Uttar Pradesh Drug Control and the CDSCO team, and further actions, as appropriate, would be initiated based on inspection. The Indian government said in its statement on Thursday, Noida is a suburb of capital New Delhi and sits in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh. The Indian ministry said samples of the cough syrup had been taken for testing. And X1 points out, you can produce cheap scam pharmaceuticals without killing anyone, which is very true. So, very interesting. And then a photo that shows the guys at the gate of the factory. It's not super interesting, except for the fact that the two police showed up riding motorcycles. They ride motorbikes, so I thought that was kind of interesting. Hey, and Tobe is in comm. He's gone. He's left comm, I guess we could say, to get ready, because his show is at 19:30 UTC. We'll talk.
Get
about
the news
it in a
over
second.
With. I want to hear the music.
Okay. We're talking about child deaths, guy. Chill out. Hassan Harris, a legal representative of Mario Biotech, was quoted by the Indian media saying the manufacturing of the drug had been halted. This comes months after the deaths of 70 children in the Gambia were linked to a cough syrup made by New Delhi-based Maiden Pharmaceuticals, though the company and the Indian government denied any problem with the quality of the drug. Vietnam blacklisted Maiden in 2014. Many low- and middle-income countries rely on India for drug supplies. India supplies 45% of all generic medicines to Africa. Its pharmaceutical exports have more than doubled over the past decades. So, yeah, it's terrible. I'm guessing that this is because it's a bright color and it tastes sweet. Who knows? It's hard to say. Well, maybe we'll find out what's going on. But oh, hold on. Breaking news. Pelé has passed away. Brazilian football legend Pelé dies at age 82. Brazilian football legend Pelé has died following a long battle with cancer, his agent Joe Fraga confirmed. He had been hospitalized since November with multiple ailments. On Thursday, his daughter Kelly Nascimento wrote a tribute to her father on Instagram. Everything we are is thanks to you. We love you infinitely. Rest in peace. The 82-year-old three-time World Cup winner, whose real name is Edson Arantes do Nascimento, was also suffering from heart and kidney problems. Pelé had a tumor removed from his colon on September 2021. He was admitted to the Albert Einstein Hospital in Sao Paulo on November 29th. So, just as a that is a sad state of affairs going on there. But, hey, Stug can now stop Pele from scoring a goal. Yeah, I don't think he's going to be scoring many goals, at least not on Earth anyway. Now, speaking, we mentioned Africa a second ago, and I always try and cover some African news. So we've got two stories from Africa. First, two people were killed in a gun battle between Kenyan forces and gunmen. Good point, Quentin. I wonder how long the football community is going to mourn Pele. We'll see. I always feel weird about celebrity deaths because I didn't know you personally, but I know that people care very much about you. Quentin will spell good one day. Quentin. Alright, and then I misspelled his name, just for fun. Alright, two people have been killed in a gun battle between Kenyan security forces and suspected Al-Shabaab fighters in a coastal coastal Kenya, local media has reported. Four people were rescued in the shootout at a roadblock the insurgents had just erected on at Lamuse County Road, the Daily Nation newspaper reported. Italy's ANSA news agency reported that one of them was an Italian national. The four had been apprehended from their vehicles by the fighters on the road near Witu town on Wednesday around 6 p.m. The insurgents were disguised in police uniforms and had been stopping vehicles driving along the road which passes through the forest. This has been a base for the fighters for years. On Monday, two people were killed nearby in another suspected attack in Ta village in Witu division. So that is going on there. That's the death and destruction. A little bit of empowering news, I guess. Zimbabwe has banned all lithium exports after the government said it was losing 1.7 billion euros, I'm guessing this is annually, from exporting its raw mineral. It is a raw mineral and not processing it into batteries in country. Lithium is so valuable as a component of electronic batteries, mostly for cars, mobile phones, and computers, that it's known as white gold. The price has increased by 1,100% in the past 2 years alone. Zimbabwe has the largest amount of the mineral in Africa and has enough of it to supply a fifth of the world's needs, the government says. While it's on track to become one of the world's largest exporters, the government says it should start its own battery industry rather than allow foreign companies to dominate battery production. If it succeeds, it will mark a sea change for Zimbabwe's economy. Like many other mineral-rich African states, it's allowed its raw minerals to be extracted by multinationals for decades without developing local industries that can process them and create many jobs. So, yeah, exactly. And this is kind of what's helped keep Africa oppressed, is all the raw minerals are exported to these countries that used to have the raw minerals, but they used them all up, but they still have all the processing infrastructure, and they go ahead and process them there. So this should prove to be very interesting, kind of exciting, I guess you could say. All right, well, let me see. I don't remember this song. If this is too heavy, we're going to play a different one. We're going to jump to the middle of it and see. Is this too heavy? Yeah, that's too heavy. sorry, I was like, hold on. I'm in much more mellow mood than that. We're going to go to this. This is an oldie but a goodie. This is called Beautiful Disaster from 311.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
That's correct.
Good day, burn a bridge or two. One Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF. And SDF, well, that's powered by you. And everyone in comm and hanging out listening, thank you for being here. Shoutouts to Quentin and LD Beth and X1 and Tobe. Speaking of which, Tobe and the Dubious Goals Committee comes on in just a couple minutes at 1930 UTC every goddamn day on Anon Radio at 1930 is when you can find it. If you are unsure what time it is or what year it is or when it is, all you gotta do is tune in to Anon Radio and wait for Tobe to come on. When you hear Tobe, you know that it's 1930 and you can reset your clock and go on about your day. Oh, man. So, welcome, welcome. We did throw some reverb and a couple of phone sounds in there. But now, my friends, it's time.
It's time for tech news.
It's time for a little tech news. I classify this as tech news. This is kind of funny and sad at the same time. Let me copy image. I'll put this in here. Bing, boom, oopsie. Big oopsie from a surgery or a doctor's office in the UK, in Doncaster. A general practice surgery accidentally told patients they had aggressive lung cancer instead of wishing them a Merry Christmas. Askren Medical Practice sent the text message to people registered with the surgery on December 23rd. Sarah Hargreaves, who was waiting for medical test results, said she broke down when she received the text, only to be later told it was sent in error. The group which runs the surgery said nobody was available for comment. The center has almost 8,000 patients. The first text told patients they had aggressive lung cancer with metastasis, a second type of secondary malignant growth. It directed patients to fill out a DS-1500 form, it's Delta Sierra 1500, which allows people with terminal diseases to claim certain benefits. However, about an hour later, people received a text message telling them it was an error and it was meant to wish them a Merry Christmas instead. Ooh, big mistake. Miss Hargrave said she received the original text while she was out shopping and she felt sick to my teeth and broke down. I had just had a mole removed and was waiting a result from a biopsy, and I'd been to hospital as my smear test came back abnormal, so I was very worried. Despite repeated calls to the surgery, she said she struggled to get through to speak to someone. Carl Chegwin, another of the surgery's users, who, along with his mother, received the text, said he was left upset by the out-of-the-blue message, which was enough to break someone. The first thing I thought was, is this some kind of sick joke? It completely took me by surprise. It's not often I go to the doctors. Then out of the blue, it's cancer? I'm sat there scratching my head, thinking, I do smoke. Do they know something I don't? Meanwhile, a woman who asked not to be named said she was left feeling very worried, with family members recently having tests about ongoing chest issues. I rang the doctors, but on hold as usual, so I walked around as I live around the corner, and there were, I'd say, six people all there panicking as they'd got the same text. The second text apologized for the error, with some patients getting repeat messages from the surgery. What if the message was meant for someone, and then they are told it's a Christmas message, then again told, oh no, that was actually meant for you? If it's one of their admins that sent out a mass text, I wouldn't be trusting them to empty the bins. A lot of people very confused and upset by that. In the U.S., we'll change gears now. Let's slow down and change gears.
World.
There we go. One of those was right. Republican George Santos is facing investigations for lying about his resume. A Republican congressman-elect is under investigation in New York after he admitted he lied about his education and work experience. The district attorney for Nassau County said she will look into the numerous fabrications and inconsistencies on his CV. Allegations about discrepancies in his backstory were first made in a New York Times report last week. He was scheduled to be sworn in on January 3rd. The newspaper published an investigation this month alleging Mr. Santos, who was elected to Congress in November, had made several lies on his resume. Those included that he graduated from Baruch College in New York and worked at high-profile Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and Citigroup. Mr. Santos admitted earlier this week he'd never worked for either firm and had lied on his CV about graduating from college, saying he was embarrassed that he had not. Regarding accusations he had misrepresented his Jewish ancestry, he told the New York Post in an interview published on Monday that he was Catholic and never claimed to be Jewish. But when I learned my maternal family had a Jewish background, I said I was Jew-ish. I think meaning to say like Jew, some kind of diminutive there. Mr. Santos said he was not a criminal and that the scandal would not prevent him from serving his 2-year term in the House of Representatives. My sins here are embellishing my resume, Mr. Santos told the Post. I'm sorry. So we'll see what happens here. Mr. Santos was elected to represent a district covering parts of Nassau County and Long Island in Queens. He has faced increasing calls to resign since the controversy arose, including from Republican politicians, who has repeatedly said he remains committed to serving his term. Yeah, exactly. Stug's got it. Not Jewish, but Jew-ish. Interesting take there. This is going to be... Hey, Atomic Rights, welcome. Yeah, exactly. So this is going to be touchy. So just a word of warning. This is about assault and suicide and all of that jazz. A truck driver in northern India city of Prayagraj had not had sex with his pregnant wife for 6 months when he saw an advertisement on the Telegram messaging app promising to make his fantasies come true. Shyam, 44, was impressed by the ad's formal tone and eagerly followed a link to a pink-themed website where he's asked to pay a registration fee of 4,000 rupees, which is $48. Shyam made the payment at his local bank and returned home excitedly to access the website, only to be asked to pay an additional 6,000 rupees, which is $72, for every session of cyber sex. He paid the sum and was told to wait for a video call during the next 24 hours. A few hours later, Shyam received a video call from an unknown number. Removing his shirt, Shyam stood in front of his phone's camera and answered. After a few seconds, a naked young woman touching herself appeared on the screen. Then the call was cut short. As Shyam tried to figure out what had happened, he received a WhatsApp message from the same number, along with a recording of the video call. The message came with a threat. Deposit 15,000 rupees, $181, to this bank account within 24 hours, or this video will go viral. Shyam estimated it would take him 10 to 12 months to save up this much money. With his monthly salary of 20,000 rupees, or $241, which is barely enough to support his family. My finances were already running dry, so I had to use the money I was saving for my son's tuition. My relief was short-lived as the payment was followed by calls and SMS messages blackmailing me to deposit 30,000 rupees, which I eventually did by borrowing from friends. Shyam is among a growing number of victims of online sextortion in India. Once a phenomenon associated with public figures in Bollywood and politics, such scams have become more prevalent across all sections of Indian society, alongside the ubiquitous rise of smartphones and fast internet. A total of 13,196 of those cases were registered under Section 67 of the Information Technology Act, which penalizes the publication or distribution of obscene material in electronic form. Many experts believe online sextortion is vastly underreported due to data collection constraints and the social stigma of coming forward. And it's wild stuff. But he was impressed by the formal tone is definitely a striking thing. I think what they mean is that it didn't sound like a scam because it was written so well. X1 points out the cost of morals. Oh, let's see. We've got about 3 minutes to go, so here's just a few headlines left for you. In nuclear news, Russian marine the Baltic Shipyard, which builds Russia's nuclear-powered icebreakers, is investing in a 50% increase of its capacity to build the vessels, as well as floating nuclear power plants. The head of the shipyard announced the move in a maritime board meeting chaired by Denis Manturov, Russia's deputy prime minister and Ministry of Industry and Trade. So, what's going on here? Yeah. Quentin points out, this poor schlub gets global attention. Southwest Airlines competitors have capped prices to help stranded passengers. Several of Southwest Airlines' competitors will place price caps on travel to help the thousands of passengers stranded by the budget carrier's mass cancellations this week. This comes as the embattled air company said it will operate one-third of its schedule on Thursday, but plans to return to normal operations with minimal disruptions on Friday. American Airlines and United will implement a ceiling on airfares between certain cities. Delta has implemented walk-up fare caps in U.S. domestic markets, which makes you always wonder, why wouldn't you do that before? But anyway, that's what's going on there. And we don't have time to go through some of these longer form articles you may have seen in the link earlier, but hey, you can read them at your leisure. Avatar 2, the new James Cameron movie, has surpassed $1 billion at the box office, and Michelle Obama says she couldn't stand Barack for about 10 years. Former First Lady Michelle Obama has said she couldn't stand her husband for a decade while the couple's children were young. In frank comments to the black news station Revolt TV last week, Obama, one of the most popular women in America, said that raising children had put strains on her three-decade marriage. People think I'm being catty by saying this. It's like there were 10 years where I couldn't stand my husband, she told a round table for him. And guess when it happened? When those kids were little. Obama, 58, was speaking with Kelly Rowland, H.E.R., Winnie Harlow, and Beyonce's mother, Tina Knowles Lawson, about an imbalance in her marriage. While his political star was ascending, and she was primarily waiting for him. Whoa, his time is up. Anyway, thanks for hanging out.
Well, that means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
Aw, yeah! Stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee. Dubious Goals.
7.